GW1LFN, GW1LFN, GW0IXK, calling a bye.
This is Kilo Mike 4, Papa Papa Victoria, across the pond. Anyone monitoring for an audio check? Over, over, seen. I'm getting into the system on the hub. This is Kilo Mike 4, Papa Papa Victoria, Sal in Richmond, Kentucky, across the pond. Anyone monitoring? Over on the hub.
I'm Chatton, HYJ, listening for any stations on frequency.
All right, this is Kilo Mike 4, Papa Papa Victoria, across the pond. I heard an M7 something. Could you come back with your call sign, please?
Okay, good evening. Yeah, this is M7, HYJ, listening for you. Go ahead.
Righty, now I think I got it. M7. HYJ, I believe you said, Sal from Kilo, Richmond, Kentucky, KM4, Papa, Papa, Victoria. QSL, did you copy that?
The station returning, this is M7HYJ. I believe you said the station was KM4, Papa, Papa, Victoria. Is that correct? Back to you.
Okay, I'll say again. Kilo Mike 4, Papa, Papa, Victoria. Kilo Mike 4, Papa, Papa, Victoria. And the name here is Sal Sierra Alpha Lima. QSL?
Okay then, Sal, yeah, a very good evening to you. Yeah, my name is John, and my QTH is the city of Stoke-on-Trent in the central UK. Sal, back to you.
Alright, M7HYJ from KM4PPV, all copied there. Now, I live in central part of Kentucky, which is... I'm like 25 miles south of Lexington, which is considered the horse capital of the world. Right now, we're having a freezing trend over here. I mean, we're down to the teens, even in the afternoon, and we're expected to get 2 inches of snow come late this evening into early morning. So that's the proper QTH. I'm in Richmond, Kentucky, but it's considered central part of Kentucky. And so we get all the cold fronts coming in from west to east, you know, the south, the north, it don't matter. But, you know, historically, the January, February are our colder months. Sometimes in March too, but by the middle of March, it tapers down back into spring. So that's what I'm hoping for. QSL?
I'm 7HYJ returning there, so yeah, got that 100% there. Yes, I believe that you have been having a bit of rough weather over there and the sports are having it nice. The weather here in the UK, this evening, it is about 18:20 p.m. I would have thought it would be about 12:20 p.m. over where you are. But the weather here, it's been dry today. Temperature, probably about 7 or 8 degrees. Back to you.
All righty, M7HYJ from KM4PPB. 7, 8 degrees. That I would take that. That's Celsius, and so you're talking about 46 degrees, or if you may be talking about a Fahrenheit. I don't know. I don't know which way you're going. I'm just roughly estimating. If it's Celsius, 7, 8 degrees, 8, 16, 32, my aunt told me an easier way, cheap way. We're talking about 47, 48 degrees. Is that affirmative, or maybe it is colder than I'm realizing it?
I'm 7-8 returning, so yeah, we're talking centigrade, yes, not Fahrenheit, centigrade there, yeah. At least we can get out without getting wet, and without the strong winds blowing us around there. Back to you.
All righty there. I will copy there, 100% copy. Well, I wish we wish it was like 46, 47 degrees Fahrenheit here. It's just cold, and basically just go out and do your chores, and you know, and come back home and just stay home and just warm in a warm house. But yeah, other than that, that's and play radio at times. But other than that, that's about it. That you know what goes on here in Kentucky. Of course, I don't know if you've ever been in the U.S. or if you've ever been in Kentucky, but we have horse farms all around here, and we do a lot of breeding of thoroughbred horses to race. And so, anyways, that's what that we, and they're all, there's all part, all over Kentucky, there's horse farms all over. You know, including close to where the Kentucky Derby is, Churchill Downs, which is in Louisville, Kentucky. So there you have it in a nutshell, of course. And then we have all our distilleries that manufacture all the bourbon, you know, all liquor and everything up here. So you could say you got the best of two worlds there. M7HYJ from KM4PPV.
M7HYJ returning to you. So, yeah, my grandson, he's over in America at the moment. He's down in Tucson, working. Back to you.
Oh, okay. Go copy there. Kilo Mike 4, Papa Papa Vivek, the returning. Yeah. Tucson, Arizona. Okay, yeah. That's another nice place to be at, considering where we're at in Kentucky. But okay, well, anyways, I appreciate you picking me up, and you're sounding good coming into the HubNet. I know this is kind of late. Normally I don't hear too many pisos going on the HubNet, unless it's the morning time, y'all's morning time. And I'll say 73s to you, and you have a good evening and a good dinner. I don't know what time you have your dinner, and hopefully we talk to each other further down the log. M7HYJ from KM4PPV 73. Stay well, and we'll talk to each other further down the log. And I'll be clear after your final.
M7HYJ returning to yourself. It's been a pleasure, and thank you for returning the call, and we look forward to talking to you further up the line. So, this is M7, we're going clear with KM4, Papa Papa Victor. That's 73, so M7, HYJ, listening for any stations. M7, HYJ, listening for any stations on frequency. M7, HYJ, calling and standing by.
KM4, HAR, the buzzing.
At the station returning, this is M7, HYJ, listening for you, go ahead.
This is KR4HAR in Charlotte, North Carolina, the USA. Who are you at?
Yeah, the station that's returning, I believe it's a K-something-4-HRI. This is M7HYJ in the Central UK listening for you. My name is John. We're standing by for your call.
Sorry, is this any better? It's Kilo Romeo Hotel. Sorry, Kilo Romeo 4, Hotel Alpha Romeo. My name is Mark. in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm an expat from the UK, actually.
I'm 7HIJ returning to you, yeah. I'm not sure, I think I got the KO per Hotel Romeo. I'm not sure whether it was India and you're an expatriate of the UK. Is that correct? If you could come back with the operator name and your QTH. My name is John, I'm in the central UK, Stoke-on-Trent. Back to you.
Yes, this is Kilo Romeo 4, Hotel Alpha Romeo. That's Hotel Alpha Romeo. My name is Mark, Mike Alpha Romeo Kilo, and I am in Charlotte, that's North Carolina in the United States.
And 7HYJ returning to you there, Mark. Yes, got that 100%. And your QTH is North Carolina there. And your call sign is Kilo Romeo 4, Hotel Alpha Romeo. Is that correct, Mark?
That is correct. You, I got your... You, definitely. I'm pretty new to this, so I'm not getting the...
Not cool
for us quite yet, but thank you for responding.
I'm 7HYJ returning to you. Yeah, my name is John, and like I say, my city is Stoke-on-Trent. Stoke-on-Trent, which is very in between Birmingham and Manchester. In between Birmingham and Manchester, in the central UK, Mark. Back to you.
Out of Stoke-on-Trent. I'm originally from London, England, northeast London, and so on, but that was 40 years ago. But I know Stoke-on-Trent.
Ah, I'm 7HYJ returning, Mark, yeah? Got that 100% there, yeah, originating from North London there. Yeah, no London, been down there many, many times. Very busy city. So you're very familiar with the central of the UK also, Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, I know a few times. I'm just driving, generally driving through. My parents used to like going through the Lake District, which is a beautiful place. And so I would go there, also my way to, of course, Wales, but that's more to the west. But I used to remember Birmingham and Spaghetti Junction.
100% on that, Mark, yeah. It's 18:30 p.m. here in the UK. I'm assuming it's around about 12:30 p.m. where you are. Is that correct there, Mark?
No, actually, it's 1:31 here, 13:31, and the local temperature is a balmy 4 degrees Celsius. It's been pretty cold overnight, but it is actually pretty cold for us. We're usually a little bit warmer than that.
HYJ, coming back to you, Mark, yeah. It's been a bit warmer than that, probably around about, 6-7 degrees here today in the central UK. My grandson is over there in America. He's down in Arizona, in Tucson. He's working down there for the next 2 weeks, back to you.
That's a great place to be this time of year. It's not so great in the summer. Oh my gosh, it's so hot there in the summer. But this time of year, Arizona is the place to be. It's really nice and warm.
I'm 7HYJ, he goes over to Tucson 2-3 times a year. He's self-employed, and he's got his own business, and one of his big customers is in Tucson there, and it's all about these, you know, the off-road buggies and Land Rovers. He's into all that, modifying and building all them, QSL.
This is Kilo Romeo 4 Hotel Alpha Romeo. That's a big thing over here. We've got a lot of land in the States, so a lot of people, especially in the rural areas, love those off-roading vehicles to drive around. But they can sometimes be a little bit crazy the way they drive them, and people get hurt.
Yeah, I'm 7HYJ. Well, that's what my grandson does for a living. And he's over there at the moment. Obviously, he's building and modifying vehicles for customers over there in Tucson. He's probably have about 7 or 8 motors to do, and then he'll come back, and then he'll go fly out later in the year and do another load for them. Yeah, they come over here. He's got he's got 2 workshops. One where he's in Mike local, and the other one is where all the storage stuff is for the stuff what he has to take out to the States for these customers. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, if I was going to go anywhere this time of year, it'd probably be Arizona. It's very nice there. I'm in IT here in Charlotte, working on computers.
M7HYJ coming back to you, Mark, yeah. Okay then, Mark, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I really enjoyed the contact there, and I'd like to hopefully catch up with you again in the future, and you take care, and all the best 73s, and once again, the pleasure's been mine for making the contact, Mark. So, M7HYJ, we're clear with KR4, H-A-R. Best 73s for now, Mark.
Please hit you. Thank you for the contact.
This is M7HYJ. M7HYJ. Listening for any stations. M7HYJ calling and standing by.
Yes,
this is Mike Zero Victor India Kilo Mobile, listening through Hubnet. MM0 VIK in the Shetland Islands, listening through Hubnet. Over.
MM0 VIK Mobile, TM4 Whiskey Mike, do you copy, you know?
Yeah, TM4 Whiskey Mike. This is Mike Zero Victor India Kilo Mobile returning. Yeah, got you fine here. Just left work on the Yellowstone ferry and heading back to the home QTH down at South End of Borough, west side of Shetland. Over.
Yes, okay, Ewan. Quite a surprise. I've just been tinkering about with all Starlink again. I haven't had a system running for a while, and I just happened to end up on here. And I heard you call, so there we go. And fine, and coming off the ferry there. Haven't spoken to you for a wee while. I did manage into LU recently. I had a brief work with Tony, GFL, and Peter YEC, who I haven't spoken to in years, was... Well, I think he was having a wee bit of difficulty getting in. I think he was up in Unst at the time, but yeah, it was good to catch up with him. Anyhow, yeah, as I said, I haven't been into All Star for a couple of years, so as is usual with me, if I haven't done something for a while, when I come back to try it again, it all seems pretty complicated, or?
Yeah, QSL, yeah, similar story here, really. I've just recently got this node set up. In fact, I just set him up while I was at work. When I finished, I've been on day shift, but just staying aboard the ferry. So in the evenings, I've been tinkering with the image, the ASL3 image, and I'm just working into a wee Retifis 85 handheld, which is connected up to a Raspberry Pi 3B Plus with an all scan URI between them, a sound card effectively. So I'm pleased to get this working. I've also got the gateway set up at the home QTH in Borough. I've got MB7ISI for playing with All-Star with the gateway around the aisle there. So yeah, no, it's kind of picked my interest again. My gateway was lying by the wayside for a few years, and like yourself, I've just recently picked it up again and trying to figure it all out. Back to you.
TM4, Whiskey Mike Mike returning. Yeah, that's fine, yes. I think John's been playing with it again, GM4SLV, but I think he's gone back QRT again. But, yeah, I had the system running a couple of years ago. Although it was the Ham VOIP image I was using, which is what I'm still using. I actually didn't even know there was another image, it was just because I had been researching it in relation to the Motorola GM340s and 360s that I was using at the time. And I came across something that just happened to be the Ham VOIP thing, so that was what I installed, not realising there was this other ASL, which I'm sure they're all very similar, but I don't really know enough about it. But yeah, I just thought I'd come back to still be a wee bit in the DMR, but we took the repeater off Golf Bravo 7 Oscar Romeo, so just been doing any sort of DMR stuff on a local node, so yeah, I thought it was time to maybe resurrect the All-Star system again. So what like was the weather with you up in Shetland? We had a lot of snow down here in Orkney. We were snowed in here for 4 days, so glad to see the back of that for the time being, you know.
I'm Sam Knight, YJ time.
Acknowledge HYG. Yes, it was very wintry up here as well. I was off work for all of it. It's kind of nice not having to drive anywhere. Not that we could have. Yeah, we were snowed in for, I think, about 3 or 4 days as well. The gritters were out and about, but you didn't really have anywhere to be. It was probably easier just to stay at home. You know, it went out for a few walks with the wee one. It was nice kind of walking around a wintry landscape when the wind fell away. But, yeah, the roads were a bit treacherous for a while there. Yeah, just left work, had to defrost the windscreen. And I've got, it's telling me it's 2 degrees, but it feels a lot cooler. And I'm just kind of taking it easy as I drive over the Dales Lee. Quite often get a wee bit of ice in some of these spots. I'm not too sure if the gritters have been out, but yeah, you mentioned the Motorola, the GM340, that's what I'm using at the home QTH. It's an old, it's a simplex gateway that I think Peter G7RPG would have originally built for someone, and then it came up to Shetland, and I got it on the air at the old QTH for a while. And when I went away sailing, it kind of ended up in a box. So I actually left it with Tony. I said to Tony, if he wants to play around with it, he could set it up at his house. But Tony is the GM0 GFL. He didn't do much with it at all. So it came back my way. Sat around for another couple of years, and I just took the urge to try and get him going again. I'm just going to unkey so I can... No, I'm okay. I'm trying to do too many things at once here. Dip the lights and change gear. Back to you.
Break. Break.